This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 559. Looks Can Be Deceiving, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Happy Thursday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. Now, really quickly, before I get to today's post, if you want to show a little bit of extra support, we'd love for you to come by and follow us on Instagram. It's a nice way for us to keep in touch with listeners. Plus, we do book giveaways there. You can see photos of all your hosts. Just search for Old Podcast to find us. All right, I'm going to keep the intro short and sweet so we can jump right into today's post and start optimizing your life. Looks Can Be Deceiving, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. Earlier this week, I tweeted that I'm not a fan of the industry's push to get everyone in shape for the summer. Following that post, I had loads of comments come through via social media. Some people agreed with the message, while others didn't understand what's wrong with training for the summer. Based on the feedback and confusion, I believe it is useful for me to elaborate further. Appearance isn't everything. For starters, I have nothing against anyone who exercises to look and feel better about themselves. You absolutely should feel good about the work that you've performed. There's nothing wrong with seeing yourself in the mirror and being proud of the body that you've developed. Let's be honest, if exercise made us ugly, most gyms wouldn't be very busy. With that said, there is more to exercise than achieving a certain look. Exercise should also improve how we physically function and feel throughout the day. In other words, we shouldn't just exercise to look the part. Exercise should also enhance our ability to survive and thrive in the world around us. Quote, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is, end quote. Unfortunately, the fitness industry can be quite deceiving. For example, consider some of the physiques that you'll find plastered throughout fitness magazines. Even without Photoshop, many of these physiques are not sustainable on a year-round basis. It's not healthy to restrict caloric intake to such low levels that body fat becomes non-existent. Just because someone looks a certain way does not mean that the individual is healthy and vibrant. Sporting example. Speaking as a boxing coach, I often witness a similar phenomenon. If you aren't familiar with boxing or other combat sports, most professional fighters weigh in the day before they compete. The physiques that you see at the weigh-in are almost always different from what you see the next day when the athletes enter the ring or cage. At the weigh-in, many of the athletes are dangerously dehydrated. They restrict fluids to achieve a certain number on the scale. After the weigh-in, they immediately begin to rehydrate and often gain 10 or more pounds in a matter of hours. As fluids are restored, the physiques suddenly don't look as impressive, but the athletes become more and more capable with each passing hour. Many boxing fans are surprised when I tell them that some of the best action I've ever seen has taken place in the gym. Everyone thinks that a fighter peaks for fight night. What they don't realize is that while the athlete attempts to peak, he's doing so with a weight restriction. When he's in the gym in between fights, he isn't worried about cutting weight. He can eat more and weigh a few pounds extra. At a slightly heavier and healthier weight, the athlete will often perform much better. Although his six-pack might not be as tight, the athlete is physically stronger and more capable. Therefore, it shouldn't come as a surprise that very few athletes will hit personal bests in the weight room while cutting weight. It is much easier to display strength when you carry a few extra pounds. My own example. When I think back to my younger days as a competitive fighter, I don't have any fond memories of myself cutting weight. There were times when I spent several hours drying out in a sauna. I still have a vivid memory of myself flexing in a bathroom mirror a few moments before I stepped on the scale to weigh in. I had just failed to piss out any last drop of fluid to ensure that I would make weight. I had nothing left. I walked by the mirror and couldn't believe how ripped I was. For a split second, I felt good until I flexed and nearly passed out. I caught myself on the sink. I was so weak, I could hardly stand up. When I stepped onto the scale, everyone complimented me on how strong I looked. What they didn't realize was that my body was shutting down, and I could hardly walk back to my seat. I'll never forget that feeling. Not even my own trainer knew just how bad I felt. It was at that time when I realized that how you look means very little about how you feel. Final thoughts. In summary, there's nothing wrong with wanting to look better through exercise. I simply encourage you to make exercise part of your lifestyle rather than something you cram for to look good on the beach. It is possible to find balance. You can exercise to look and feel better while also performing better at the same time. You just need to be realistic as far as what you are trying to build. Don't let a magazine image fool or discourage you. What you see through a lens does not always reflect how that person actually feels and functions on a daily basis. You just listened to the post titled, Looks Can Be Deceiving, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I have a friend in the TV show editing business. What he told me was that a lot of his time is spent, of course, editing TV shows. But what no one really realizes is what he edits. There was a TV show that's no longer on the air, but was quite popular and featured many women. His job was to go through scene by scene and Photoshop and edit how the women looked, so that the final product you end up seeing on your TV screens was possibly very different than what the actresses look like in real life. So I would agree with Ross that yes, looks can be deceiving, and don't let the media kind of determine what your ideal physique should or should not be. In fact, there was a really popular example of this with the movie Pretty Woman that starred Julia Roberts and Richard Gere. On the poster, you see Richard Gere and supposedly Julia Roberts posing for the camera. Julia Roberts is supposedly standing there with her back to Richard Gere, holding his tie in kind of a playful way with a big grin on her face. Well, the body that you see in that image is not Julia Roberts. It's a model's, and then they just photoshopped Julia Roberts' face on top. And so I completely agree with Ross that really it's going to come down to something that I say all the time, consistency. If you're consistent with your routines, whether it be exercise and or meals or stress management or whatever, you will achieve results, but you just have to be a little bit more patient. It will happen. Consistency is the key, though. And so, yes, please do get in shape for the summer. Although now summer's almost over, so let's say, please do get in shape for the fall and for the holiday season. But don't forget to continue to do that after that time has passed. All right, and one last time, really quickly before I go. If you want to show some extra support for us, be a part of bonus book giveaways, and more, come follow us on Instagram. You can find us at Old Podcast. In addition to these giveaways, we have little trivia facts about all the hosts, some photos of us from years past, and again, it's a great way to show your support. All right, I thank you as always for listening. I thank you in advance for finding us on Instagram, and I'll see you back here tomorrow with an extra special Friday Q&A. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.